going to ask you, if you don't mind, about Mercury retrograde, because a lot of respect, I think, is in, if even if you weren't into astrology or you didn't listen to the show regularly, you'll hear on Facebook about Mercury retrograde. Usually see so many people in the quote-unquote my spiritual circle of friends on Facebook go, oh God, Mercury retrograde. Oh God, and these are independent people of each other. So what is it from the astrology point of view that's really that bad about Mercury retrograde? Why do people literally go, dun, 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 on Facebook?
I don't know. I think, you know, like when you get super moon ones going around saying, oh, this full moon's a super moon, this is extra. I think we're all looking for meaning, aren't we, to a lesser or greater degree. And I think Mercury, you know, when it goes retrograde, which is at the moment, I think it represents something to somebody. It's like a moment in time, a point in time when they can, I don't know, put brackets around like a week or two and then think, ah, okay, nothing's going to be achieved in this time. And then they can think, oh, well, never mind. You know, I think it's almost like they're able to sign it off. But in actual fact, it's a really useful time. It's just not very useful for communications that aren't face-to-face. So anything that involves, I mean, even then you've got to be careful because it can lead to misunderstandings. But like, you know, if you're doing anything long distance, it just seems to not work as effectively. But, you know, doing something like self-inquiry where if you to disconnect from a thought, if you're doing a creative process where, you know, it's good to expand your mind and not sit in a box, then Mercury retrograde is really useful. Just depends on your perspective at the time.
I think that's what it is. I think because you hear about it and straight away it's like dun dun dun. It's like just curl up and die for 2 weeks until I mean, this is not yourself. Other people that have posted about it from around the world that I know, and I'm thinking, oh, but that shouldn't be the point. There must be some positives for Mercury retrograding.
Yeah.
And what can we do in that? And that's what we've talked about a lot with this show on astrology. It's all about giving you hints and tips and to go with the flow. And like we spoke about, going with the ebbs and flows of nature. So, during Mercury retrograde, some things probably aren't as great to do or won't be as productive. But there are other things as well. And I think that's really, you've really answered my question there. So thank you very much,
Louise, as always. If our listeners want to, you know, explore it a little bit more, Tom Evans, our friend Tom, he interviewed me for the Zone show last week, and we did a half-hour interview, and he was asking me about Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde, Mars retrograde, and also the void moon. So if anyone wants to know a bit more about that, if you just go to the Zone show, it's on Audio Boo, it's its own channel, but also I can post a link into the Astrology Boo page on Facebook. So that explains it a lot more clearly.
And also, if you go to astrologyboo.com, you'll see that you've actually put, there's a link on there. I always check it before the show, and there's a link to the Zone show on there as well, so you can link to Tom. There's also a direct link to listen to Louisa on there. And I love that picture of you in front of the stars, in front of the solar system.
I did do that. Bless him.
Pardon?
Bless him.
Carl,
Tom did that.
Carl did that. Oh, Tom did that.
Tom did that. Yeah, I'm slowly getting photo editing skills along the way, so I'll be doing that stuff as well.
No, I like it. And obviously, Carl made the joke about Uranus touching your scarf, which tickles.
Yeah.